Welcome to The Maine State of Mind with your host, myself, Justin Soderberg, here in Orrington, recording from my home once again for you guys. So this week is a little bit different episode. This is episode 43. Usually I have a guest. Today I'm flying solo, but there's a reason behind that. The reason is this week, my main job, the job that pays my salary and allows me to have a living with my wife and my soon-to-be child, is opening back up to the public after being closed since before Christmas, just due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and what we thought was best for our employees and our customers and our business. But we're opening back up March 25th, Thursday in Orono, 4 o'clock p.m. for COVID safe, with regulations in place and all that such and thing. This week. So I'm so excited for that. But because of that, I opted to take it easy this week and do a short podcast, something that just, you know, I didn't need a guest for, that I could do quick editing on. And so I can focus on getting the tasting room and restaurant open back up in Orono and not focus my mind on other things. So obviously I do this outside business hours, but the idea is I have so much going on in my brain right now. I didn't want to have to worry about a guest and scheduling and yada, yada, yada. So before I get into all this, this episode is going to be about the equipment I use and how I do this podcast. So it's going to be short, sweet, but just a little bit more technical for anybody out there who wants to start their own podcast, some more information about what I've learned over the time of 43 episodes of doing this, getting ready to go into, or getting close to 50. But yeah, before I get into that, I want to talk about liking, subscribing, sharing, all that stuff on social media. Please do so. It helps us tremendously. Review us on Apple Podcasts, follow, subscribe, do all that stuff on Apple Podcasts. I cannot wait to do more of these, but I would love your help in all of that. So, to episode 43 of the podcast. So you want to start a podcast, huh? Yes. For many years, I wanted to. And anybody who listens to this podcast knows that I've wanted to do this for many years. So I finally got the opportunity to do it during the pandemic, and I'm continuing it now because I love doing it, even though it's a lot of work to do. Even though I had to make an investment financially to do it, it's worth doing it because I like doing it, period. It's a hobby of mine. I don't care if anybody didn't listen or nobody listened, or I don't care if millions of people listen. I do it because I enjoy doing it. So when I started the podcast in May, I opted to do it from my camera of my MacBook. I opted to do it with the microphones that I had. A headset was a Beats Bluetooth headset. I opted to do it to a very low key, low budget because I didn't know if I wanted to continue doing it or how it would come out. I also wanted to, at the very beginning, do it in person, but obviously with the pandemic, that wasn't going to happen. And still, I thought, well, maybe in the fall, or maybe in the spring. And so we're still doing it virtually. 43 episodes in, I have not had a single guest in person yet, but on the horizon, we're hoping for some. And so when I started it cheap. I started inexpensive. I started it low budget because I didn't know if I wanted to do it. As things progressed, I started upgrading my equipment. So then I went on Amazon and I bought like a $50 microphone, which I've been using pretty much since episodes like 4 or 5. And it's not bad. It works great. It's something better than the Bose head or the Beats headphones were. But it also... it's XLR, so it's not to USB, so I needed to have an interface, and so I went and bought an interface. But then I upgraded my laptop, and the laptop I upgraded to didn't work with the old interface. So then I had to buy a new interface. If anybody's, you know, a little layman's terms, interface is basically where the microphone plugs into, and then that plugs into USB on your computer, so that you can record digitally on the computer. All that stuff was just, you know, one thing led to another and had to do. So what I'm going to do now is talk about what equipment I currently am using in hopes in the future, some things that I like to upgrade and change so that I can improve the podcast, make it better, and et cetera. So right now I'll start with this thing right here in front of me, this black thing, boom, in front of me. That's my microphone. So this is actually the first episode being recorded with my Rode Procaster that I upgraded to recently. So this is a nice microphone, great for podcasting. It has a built-in pop filter, but also this foam filter on top of it. I'm excited to see how it goes and progresses over time, but it's made for voice recognition. It's made for voice recording. So that's what's great about the Rode Procaster. I have my cheap boom arm that I use here, but I am going to be upgrading that soon too. The weight of the Procaster is so heavy that I'm just afraid it's going to wear out the arm here quickly. So when I said I had to upgrade my interface, I did that as well. So I went with a Tascam US 4x4. Kind of overkill because it is just me plugging in. There's only one microphone plugged in. I could have gone with the two-channel one so two microphones could plug in. But I opted to go with the four because my hope is to do this in person with other people. And that way I'm going to need those four lines, hopefully. So I use that right now, one single channel, obviously, and that then plugs into my computer so I can record. Another thing I realized is that I like to use my laptop to look things up sometimes during podcasts. So I couldn't use the camera on the iPad anymore, or computer anymore, because I needed to use it so I couldn't see my face or people's faces while I was doing that. So I opted to just go out and figure out an option for recording my video through webcam without actually using the camera in there. Plus the camera on webcams and computers are horrible anyway. So I honestly just went online about $100 video camera that records in 1080p, that has a USB function that can plug into my computer. And if you turn it on in a certain way, it can turn it into a webcam. Eventually it might record just separately because I won't be doing them on Zoom. But at that point, maybe I'll upgrade the video as well. But that's just a simple, cheap video camera, $100. And then I have that right in front of me. That's what I'm looking into now. With that, I needed a secondary monitor, but I didn't want like a big, humongous monitor. So I have a 9-inch cheap LCD monitor that's just plugged into my USB through HDMI to USB on my MacBook. And I record and use a MacBook Pro 17-inch that I got last year that works very well for recording and so on. Let's back up again. I wanted to do this in person, but I couldn't because of the pandemic. So I'd record all my videos and audio via Zoom, including this one. To keep consistency across the board, I opted to even videotape and record myself talking to no one in a meeting so that it looked the same as every other podcast or sound the same. So right now I'm recording through a Zoom recording. Zoom is free if you want to talk for 45 minutes or less with multiple people, or free one-on-one. So if you were talking to do a podcast with just you and a guest host, or you and a co-host and you are a guest, and you just want to do it via Zoom and you don't have to think about ever having three guests on via three videos, Zoom is free and it includes recording in high quality. So that's an easy answer for you. If you add that second guest, so me and someone else and then another person, so there's three videos on the same screen, you can only record 45 minutes or have a meeting for 45 minutes for free. Then you have to upgrade to the monthly plan, which is an unlimited number of people and yada, yada, yada. So you don't have to record or pay for Zoom. So it's a very good, very inexpensive way of doing it. And you don't have to do it in person. Negatives and positives for recording with Zoom. Obviously, the positive is you get best reactions from people and best conversation with people when you're in person with people. When you have a phone call or a video chat versus having an in-person conversation, things are definitely different. It's definitely a better thing to do if you record a podcast in person with someone. However, big, big bonuses to a Zoom podcast. You can do them whenever you want, meaning that you can just schedule it. Hey, John Doe, I want to have you on as a guest on my podcast. Hey, I work at a restaurant. I get out at 10 o'clock. I can't record till 11 o'clock at night. Sounds good. Do your thing. Take a nap. Turn on the podcast. Record it at 11 o'clock at night. And then you can just go to bed. If you had to meet with that person or go somewhere to that person, obviously it takes way more time out of your life. So as I was saying before, and I want to progress into not doing them via video chat, there's still a possibility that once in every three or four podcasts or once every other podcast, I'm recording via Zoom for scheduling purposes or for the fact that I have a guest that's in another state or because I don't have time or the schedules didn't work out, whatever, like I said before. So there is still a possibility of that. So there's negatives and positives to Zoom. The other positive is if you don't record through Zoom like this and you take more, you know, pride in the audio, you can do it via the audio program, which I'll get into in a second, instead of using Zoom's audio. I don't use another program to record at the same time because I'm too afraid it's going to actually bog down the computer system and so on as I'm talking to my guests. So right now I just use Zoom and then I edit the audio afterwards. It's speaking of editing audio, I use the Adobe suite for all of my stuff. Like, so when I do my design work for a brewing company and such, I use Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign. And when I do this stuff, I use Adobe Audition to edit the audio, and I use Adobe Premiere to edit the video. And then the audio in the video, I also obviously edit in Adobe Audition. Those are really easy to use. They work really well together. If you have the Adobe suite because you are a designer, or you have the Adobe suite because you just like having Adobe, those are included in that package, and it's well worth having those. Couple other tidbits I have for doing this. I use these lights that are coming in. They're just softbox lighting kit for a photographer. They're ones that are always on. They're nice to have, brightens up the room, darkens the back of me, gives me a very more unified light. Right now, as you can see, I'm in my bedroom because my studio I had before is now turning into my nursery for my baby boy that's coming in June. But yeah, so it's worth it. They're portable. They collapse down. They go into a bag. They're excellent. You don't need to buy name brand on them. They do get a little hot. So if you're like recording for a long time, the recommendation from me is turn them off. Wait until you're ready to record, turn them on. And then when they're done, when you're actually done, just turn them off again so they can cool down before you put them away, because they do get hot. Again, small little things, but great things, is your podcasting hosting software or server. When we launched this podcast in May of 2020, I used a different hosting. I used Podbean. Great software. It worked great. It puts it on Apple for you, puts it on Spotify for you. But then I realized when I launched another couple of podcasts, I had one with my wife married into this, and I have one with one of my best friends, Brian. We have a podcast about being a dad called Rocking the Dad Pod. We have multiple podcasts. It's $15 for each podcast per month. So then you're spending $45 a month to have three podcasts. I now use Castos hosting software or hosting server, where it's a lot cheaper, and we pay one monthly fee that's around that $15 a month. I think it was more like $19, but you can have an infinite number of podcast episodes and all that stuff. So now I'm able to host multiple podcasts for the same low monthly fee as I basically was able to do on Podbean. Still releases it to Spotify, Apple, all those things, as well as their direct link you can put on your website or send someone so they don't have to go to a podcasting platform to listen to. I believe one of the top podcasts in the entire world uses it in the Joe Rogan Experience, also uses Castos hosting software online. So very simple, very easy to do. Love it. Well worth it. If you're going to do a podcast, use that software. There are other good ones too. That's just the one I use. And then I upgraded my headphones. I had the ones with the wire. These are the Powerbeats Pro. I bought them on Amazon as one of their, warehouse deals, that because on this case that charges them, there was a small little scratch. And so I got them for like $100 off. So I spent some of my $600 Stimmy package that came to us around Christmas to buy them. And I'm super excited. They charge in the case. They're Bluetooth, hooked to my computer. I can hook into my phone. You can also charge the case and charge the headphones separately. It's just, they're really good headphones to have. I don't like the idea of having big bulky ones. I don't know if anybody's just listened to the podcast and not watched it. I don't have big bulky headphones on. So I like that. You're going to need headphones if you do a podcast though, because this microphone is here. And if you're talking to someone via Zoom, it's going to pick up the audio in a weird way. And it just becomes not so much fun to edit out afterwards. So that's a little bit more the technical side of things. I use a Lacy hard drive. I like Lacy brand. They're metal. Eventually I'd like to have solid state, but they don't come in big enough size for files that are reasonably priced. So it's worth having the hard drive that's metal. It matches the MacBook actually, which is kind of cool. And then I just record in my house, like I said, in my home studio right now. So that's the technical side. The technical side is, this is the microphone I use, Rode Procaster, the Tascam interface, MacBook, and so on. Scheduling would be something else I'd like to talk about, and planning out and being consistent. So one of the things I learned is, if you're going to launch a podcast, do it and do it consistently. Because if you don't, people don't know when to listen and it's hard for them to follow. So when I launched the podcast in May, I said, I'm going to do it weekly. So I've been consistently weekly. It's okay to set up, like I do, breaks. So with my schedule for Orna Brewing Company, I thought in the future. And so like when I started in May, I was like, I can continue going through the summer. I got married at the beginning of August. So I was like, okay, I'll take 2 or 3 weeks off at the beginning of August. That will be my May to August season one. You don't have to do seasons, but that's how I did it. And then I did like middle of August until Christmas was season two. And then season three we're currently in was right after New Year's, a couple weeks after New Year's until May, which we normally. And then I'll do breaks here and there. So there's a scheduled time for you just to have off that you're not actually going to record. You also could do what I'm going to do when I go to have the baby is pre-record some episodes. I do record the weekend into Monday before releasing on Wednesday because I like to have the most current as possible information to talk to someone. If I was going to talk to someone about sports, it would be make sense to have the information as current as possible. If I recorded weeks in advance and someone got traded or something happened or something big happened, it's hard to have a conversation about that, obviously. And it's hard to look weird that you just released a podcast that something big in the world happened you didn't even talk about. So recording as close to release date as possible is what I recommend. But I also said there's certain ones that you can do in advance. So we're going to plan that for June is recording in advance. But I just use a Google Sheet. And I list out what my goals and hopes for guests are and dates that I can record. And I contact those people months in advance and say, hey, I'm just going to ping you and ask you, I'd like you to be on my podcast. Would you be interested? Oh, yeah, I'm interested. I don't think I want to talk on camera or on video. It's cool. That we have it in there. And then you just follow up with them again when they're getting ready to make that schedule for that month. And then you go on and then you remind them Friday or Saturday before the recording and so on. So just being upfront with those people. Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard and I love doing it. I love being organized. I love having guests on. I love talking, as you guys always could tell anybody who's followed the podcast. And it's worth it. There is a lot out there and a lot can get lost with these podcasts. So don't be ashamed or sad if it doesn't pick up right away. If you find your avenue to go down and it's great, awesome. I've done that with my other podcast. This one's more of a generic podcast that I just like to talk to people I like to talk to. But with my wife and I's podcast, Married Into This, it's about being married. And my other podcast, my buddy Brian Keiser, it's about being a dad. So you have subjects to talk on. We still have guests on those ones, but it's more poignant, you know, topics about those specific things. Mine here is all over the place. I try to tend to focus on things I like to talk about because it's my freaking podcast and I like to talk. So yeah, there's the technical side of what I use, planning side, I did change the name of the podcast in the middle, but not so long ago, just because I think it's better suited for it. And there was already a podcast with the name, Just Another Podcast, which was my former podcast name. And so I just thought it'd be better to change it. So we're now the Main State of Mind and I'm pretty excited about that in the future, coming up. Talk about the future a little bit. Our hopes is to continue doing this for a very long time and not have to stop. And so next week, last week was Josh Moulton, the Queen City Cinema Club, talking movies. A little look ahead, though. Next week will be Andy Gagan. He is a co-owner of Gagan's Brothers Brewing and the Gagan's Pub and Brewery in Bangor and Brewer, Maine. He is a third generation Gagan owner, and he is an excellent friend of mine. We've been friends for many years. He was part of the driving force for the pub, Gagan's Pub, which has been around since 1975, to launch their brewery in 2011. And so pretty excited about that. Him and a couple of the other Gagan's guys actually moved the original equipment in with us at Orna Brewing Company as a favor back in the day, back in 2014 for OBC. So that'd be kind of cool. We're going to talk to Andy next week on Wednesday, March 31st. And then Paul Eaton of Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine comes back on for another Pull List episode. This time around, we're going to talk comic book artists and our favorite artists, so do a top 10 list on that. Those are always fun because they're not, we don't know each other's artists. We obviously know one of them if anybody listens to this podcast. Paul and I both are big fans of a specific artist, but, and so that'll be a fun one. That will come out on April Fool's Day. We record it on April Fool's Day because we record that one on Thursday nights. But it will come out March 31st. For a release date on that one. And then moving forward, I won't give out dates because I don't have them specifically nailed down and things change. We're going to welcome in Mike Riley, who works for 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, Massachusetts, a good friend of mine from back in the day when I used to cover sports a lot more. He is a announcer on the radio. He also does PA announcing. He's in it for many different, you know, sports, college, professional, and all that stuff. Huge wrestling fan, not a huge wrestler fan, but like we'll talk probably a little bit of wrestling. But Mike's always fun to talk to. When I did my sports radio show on Mill City Sports down in Massachusetts, MCS Live, he did the intro for that audio. If I could find that, it'd be kind of cool to throw that on that episode. I'm going to talk to Matt of Massive Beer Reviews coming up here pretty soon. Congratulations, Matt. You just had a baby. Proud of you. Happy for you. Excited. So he's going to come on, talk about reviewing beer and in the beer industry. He's been doing it for many years, has millions of views on YouTube of his beer reviews. So I'm excited to talk to Matt. Adam Morissette joins us again to talk sour ales on another episode of Hoppy Hour. We're excited for that one. So that's coming up here in the future. Then some cool ones. I can't get into episode 50 yet. That's hopefully going to be a really cool one. Episode 50, I'm in talks with some people to make it a big one, a fun one. But also, so this is not episode 50, but Abe Firth of Orna Brewing Company will come on finally, to talk, the start of Orna Brewing Company. And then not too long after that, we're actually going to talk to Mark Horton, who founded with Abe, Woodman's Bar and Grill, or now Woodman's Brew Pub in, Orno, Maine, to talk about starting a restaurant. So I thought instead of having the whole ownership group on, we're just going to have one of the ownership group to talk about those two restaurants. We'll get Asa and Heather on at some other point to talk other things. But I just think right now it's best to do Abe, and then we'll do Mark as another one. And then Josh Moulton will join us again. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll do another movies podcast called Movie Night. And then I'll be pre-recording some episodes because I will be off having a baby. So we're excited for that. Some of the cool ones I've got coming up, Brian Keyser will join us again to talk coffee, but also Rocking the Dad Pod. Paul will come back for another episode of Polis coming up here pretty soon. I've been in discussions with a couple other people about some other things. Jillian Farrell and her boyfriend Brent Nash of Grand Canyon Brewing Company in Arizona will be up in Maine. They've been vaccinated and are traveling to Maine, so maybe we can get together and do a podcast with them. They are going to come on at some point, but I'm hoping maybe they'll be the first or one of the first to be in person before we take the break for my baby being born. So again, a little bit different podcast, a little bit different episode, solo episode. I'm excited for the future of our podcast and my podcast as it grows. I think that I'm excited for the guests that are going to come on. I'm excited for the growth of the equipment and recording in person will be fun. So I really appreciate all the views, all the likes, all the listens I get. So pumped. I try not to be a ratings looker, but I look pretty much every couple of days and I'm super pumped about how many people are listening to this podcast. But I don't care if I had a million fans, please share, like, subscribe, follow, rate, all those things. I really appreciate it. You can find us at The Main State of Mind on Instagram, on Facebook. You can search for us, The Main State of Mind on Apple and Spotify mainly, and then on YouTube as well. I really, really, really appreciate it. Reach out. If you think it's a guest that you'd like to see, you'd like to be a guest, come reach out. You can message us on Instagram or Facebook and I respond. I haven't changed the email yet, but you can contact at justanotherpodcast.com to email us if you'd like to email. Yeah. Again, thank you so much. If you are in the Bangor area and you want to come to Orno Brewing Company, wear a mask, know that there's a capacity limit, but we're open Thursday night, March 25th, 4:00. We're going to be open Thursday through Sunday starting out. Come pick up beer, come have food, sit down. We got a great, cool new menu. And I'm excited for it. So I appreciate all you guys. I'm Justin Soderberg, and follow me on Instagram at the great Justin. You can also follow me on, you can find me on Facebook if you want to follow me, or on Twitter at JM Soderberg. Thanks everybody. I really appreciate it. Happy spring. Get your vaccine when it's your time. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Peace.